Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 6 of the Real Estate U University Podcast. We are here, and I'm recording this live from Cabo San Lucas. We just finished up an amazing week of masterminding with elite real estate professionals from all over the country. It's just been an incredibly insightful week. But today I want to talk to you guys about something that I feel is incredibly important, marketing 101, the science behind targeting your ideal customers. I think it is something that most real estate agents just go out and you ask them, say, hey, who do you sell real estate to? I sell it to everybody. I sell it to everyone. I work with anybody. I work with everyone. And I want you guys to remember this quote: the person that works with everyone works with no one. It is so imperative to the success of your marketing, a lot of the stuff that you guys put out there, that you understand who it is that you are doing business with. And I want to apologize first and foremost if you guys are watching this live, you see anybody walking behind me, you see where we're at, or if you hear any noises. But again, we're shooting this live in Cabo. So again, coming back, the person that works with everyone works with no one. If you guys don't understand who it is you're trying to do business with, you're gonna have a really hard time doing business with anybody. And I think that you should really take a hard line look, and as tough of a pill as this might be to swallow, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot, you will not, probably should not service every piece of business that happens in your local marketplace. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of real estate agents local that compete, work with, whatever. You're not gonna do all of the business that there is to do. So why not, instead of trying to dominate the marketplace, dominate your marketplace, one that you create, one that is determined by you. What I mean by this is get really incredibly clear on what it is that you do. I work with veterans, that's it. I do nothing but help first-time home buyers. I do nothing but sell luxe mansions to doctors. What is that for you? What does it mean to you? Get super clear about that one thing and don't waver. Just test it, just give me a year. Give yourself a year, 18 months, and do nothing but focus on that ideal client. And what I would imagine is going to happen is you're gonna wake up in a year and you're gonna have a big, huge, ginormous business. One bigger than you could have ever imagined. And what else is gonna happen, a byproduct of that, is that you are going to have a client list so big. You're gonna be known as the leading authority in your marketplace. Nobody will be able to compete with you in your marketplace. The market that you created within your local community, within your local neighborhoods, within your local cities, counties, whatever it is that you work. The first rule, the first thing you must do in developing an audience that you wanna go out and target is knowing exactly who that audience is. It's imperative. If you don't do it, do not count on going out there and building a ginormous company. What you can count on is struggle busting your way through life, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 months into business, into this process. Some of you might be experiencing this right now. Some of you might have experienced this previous. Some of you might be wondering what's gonna take you to the next level. I'm here to tell you right now, you wanna become a master at one thing. Specialize in that one thing. Become known for that one thing in your local marketplace. So when you take this information, like, how do you apply it, right? I'm talking, who are the people you want to do business with? Where do they live? Where do they want to move? Are they married? Are they not? Do they have kids? Do they not? Did they graduate from college? Did they not? Where do they shop? Do they like Starbucks, local brands? Do they like Target or farmers markets? What is it that these people like? Where do they get their news from? What cars do they drive? What kind of house they might be looking for? All of these details are absolutely pertinent to understanding your customer. And it's when you understand that customer, you know how to attract that customer. I'm here to tell you that every single one of the people that you want to do business with is on Facebook. Every single one. 100% of your customers scroll Facebook every single day. Recent study showed that the average human being will spend 1 year and 4 months of their life scrolling Facebook, getting their thumb exercises in. 1 year and 4 months. Every client that you have in the United States of America, and more than likely abroad, is scrolling Facebook. Could even be doing it right now. Okay? The reason you want to know all of this about them is so you know how to market to them. You know what they like, what they don't like, what they're interested in, what they're not interested in. It's imperative that you understand these things. And even if you take this information and go outside of Facebook, you may even find that if you like working with middle-aged moms that like to kick it at Target, that Instagram might be a great source for you. What I'm saying is, if you know who your customer is, you know where to go find them. You know that you should build your business at Starbucks. You know that you should at least be targeting those locations, targeting Target, targeting Starbucks, targeting whatever, right? You know that your marketplace listens to the radio. You know that they watch TV or that they don't. You know that they listen to Pandora, so you're gonna go buy some commercials. You know that they kick it on Hulu. Like, whatever it is, they will tell you where you need to be. Now, I would venture to say that you can find any customer that you're trying to attract on Facebook. And so I want to give you a quick rundown. You need to know, A, before you ever get started, who your customer is. But on Facebook, if we're talking about Facebook advertising, you need to understand how to build a general audience that you market to, how to build a niche audience, your ideal client, where they hang out, what they like, what they don't like. You need to know all of that information. And then you need to know how to build a retargeting audience. How to retarget people based on the information that they're consuming. And again, I apologize, we just had some big waves come through, so if it got loud, I apologize. I'll say that again. You need to understand how to build a general audience on Facebook, how to build a niche audience on Facebook, and you need to understand how to retarget those customers, how to re-engage them into your business. People are gonna see your ads, they're gonna scroll a lot of times. If you did a lot of the research right now in Audience Insights, you would probably see that your customer clicks on 2-3 times as many ads as they do just regular posts, right? I digress. You need to understand how to target general, understand how to target your customer, and then understand how to retarget them and re-engage them. It is simple, guys, it's simple. As soon as you get into the ads manager, it's one of the first things that you do when you create an ad. You identify who you're trying to do business with, and you go through and you type in the term real estate, type in the term likely to move, type in the term residential, and all of these suggestions are gonna pop up for people that you can market to in a general audience. And your audience size is gonna grow and grow and grow. And that's your first tier, right? This, you're putting it out there specifically to people that want to do business in real estate. And then what's happening in your second ad, your second audience? Those people that kind of engage, those people that you're kind of marketing to, are being re-engaged through a niche marketing campaign. So the people you actually want to do business with are coming even closer to you. They're getting even further along in your marketing funnel. And then you want a retargeting audience so that you can just totally hook them, totally hammer them in. So you market an offer, like a general offer, then you market a more specific offer, and then when you retarget, you market relational content, you market social proof, you continue to validate who you are and what you can do. Now, there's so many different things that I think you've got to understand, but understanding this core, I think that it's important for you to understand the consumer levels of awareness, and I want to do more training around that, but understanding who your client is, where they hang out, and how to attract them can help you win big, big in business. If you don't understand how to do these things, that is totally fine. Click some of the trainings attached to this, and I want to show you in depth how you can leverage a lot of this targeting stuff that I'm talking about to build actual audiences that attract your ideal customers. If you're listening to this on a podcast, click the links in the show notes. I want to make sure that you get this, that you truly get this. I hope you got a little bit of value, a lot of value from this podcast, and I cannot wait for the next one. Please make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Stitcher, on Google Play. I hope that you guys are enjoying these podcasts. Look forward to episode 7. I'll see you guys soon. Thanks. Peace.